USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senators are diving into the nearly $1.2 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill this week.
I hope we can use our time in the Senate efficiently. The longer it takes to finish the bill, the longer we'll be here.
Democratic leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, saying there will be numerous debates and votes on amendments on the bill. Philadelphia District Attorney Larry Krasner held a press conference on Monday to give an update on his effort to sue pharmaceutical companies responsible for opioid addiction and deaths. The DA saying that big pharmaceutical companies have lied to doctors and are directly at fault for getting people addicted.
We have found that it is not enough money. We have found that the money will be coming too slowly, and by too slowly, I mean over nearly 20 years.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, some big news. Eric Bolling is back on TV with a new show. Tune into Newsmax every weekday at 4 p.m. Eastern and watch Eric Bolling on The Balance. Eric is the balance to big media, woke politics, and cancel culture. All this week, Eric is exposing the dangers of Joe Biden's inflation. It's already rising big time, and it could wipe out your stocks, bonds, cash, even your retirement. So get the truth about Biden and find your balance. Watch Eric Bolling on Newsmax at 4 p.m. Eastern today. More than 30 million Americans watch Newsmax. It's on all major cable systems. If your operator doesn't carry it, call them. Tell them you want it. Plus, find Newsmax free on streaming systems like Roku, Samsung, LG, Pluto, Zumo, and more. Or download the free Newsmax app on your phone and watch it anytime, anywhere. More than 30 million Americans are tuning into Newsmax because it's real news for real people.
A new pandemic record is being set for folks being screened at the nation's airports. The TSA is saying more than 2.2 million people went through security checkpoints on Sunday. A doctor is speaking out regarding his experiences treating COVID-19 positive patients.
Dr. Michael Bolding made an emotional plea for people in Arkansas to get the COVID-19 vaccine. He speaks with CNN's Pamela Brown about what it has been like treating unvaccinated patients as cases surge.
Literally just came from a patient's room in his 20s, and it took six people to get him in a prone position on the ventilator. And we are seeing 20 and 30-year-olds dying now from a preventable illness, and it's heartbreaking.
From the USA Radio News West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The head of the National Border Patrol Council is questioning the Biden administration's immigration strategy. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, Dan Araki explains.
The Biden administration unveiled its strategy last week for dealing with the surge of illegal immigration at the southern border. Focusing on the root causes of migration from Central America, the strategy unveiled by Vice President Kamala Harris cites corruption, poverty, trafficking, and violence as main root causes driving people to the U.S. border, and promised more sustained efforts to help those countries address them. National Border Patrol Council President Brandon Judd says he's not confident in the White House's policy proposal. He tells Fox News that the president should focus on areas where the U.S. already has the authority to address the issue on our own border.
They don't give any substance to how they're actually going to do it. They talk about corruption inside of those countries. They talk about the democratic process inside of those countries. They talk about the rule of law inside of those countries. We don't have any authority in those countries. Where we do have authority and where we can make a difference is right at our borders. And if we would do what we need to do, we could shut this off immediately. We saw that under President Donald Trump. This administration just will not do what they need to do to secure our border right now in real time.
Target employees working in high-risk coronavirus counties must wear masks again. The company is saying the mandate will take effect on Tuesday. However, shoppers won't be required to mask up. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.